Erev Shabbos, Parshas B'Shalach, Tav Shin Ayin. There are many parshias that you go through them and you look at them and you have to try to find something to speak about it. Parshas B'Shalach is a parsha that you go through it and you have to try to find what not to speak about. Every pasuk, every story can be a whole shiur unto itself. But we only have about 6 minutes, so we'll try to select one thing. Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea. One can ask, why was it necessary? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who we know does not like to perform unnecessary miracles, why was that a necessary miracle? Could have been other ways that he could have killed the Mitzrayim who were chasing after them, the 600 chariots. He could have found another way for the Bnei Yisrael to escape. Miracles, did we not experience 10 miracles in Mitzrayim? Every makkah, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, was asara nisim na'asala v'seinu b'Mitzrayim. 10 miracles were performed for Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim. So miracles we saw galore. Why was it necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol to bother himself, exert himself even further to make a fantastic miracle such as Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea, which sort of is looks like just the icing on the cake, the cherry on top? What was so necessary about it that we should have the Kriyas Yamsuf? And indeed it's strange that this was what caused Klal Yisrael to sing Shira. It was nothing else, no other miracles got them to break out in song in unison, Oz Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael. This was the one that did it. What was it? What was extra about Kriyas Yamsuf in terms of this miracle that Klal Yisrael experienced? On this miracle, Chazal tell us, Ro'as Hashivcha Layom Asheilei Ro'a Yecheskel Ben Buzi. Translated, that means that every single Jew, no matter how spiritually connected he was able to visualize Hashem himself in a greater way than even the prophet Ezekiel at that moment of Kriyas Yamsuf. And that too, what happened to all the miracles in Mitzrayim? What happened to that? What happened to when as the Medrash tells us, by the first Makkah, the Makkah of Dam, they took a cup of water and the Jew would put his straw in and it would come up water, and the Egyptian would put his straw on the other side of the cup and then would come up blood. What was wrong with that? Why didn't the Jew break out in song? The parsha of Kriyas Yamsuf, Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Chav Beis, it says, Vayavoyu b'nei Yisrael b'sei chayam b'yabosho, and the children of Israel came into the midst of the sea on dry land, and the waters were for them a wall from the right and to the left. That's when they went in. When they emerged, and the Mitzrayim then went in and were drowned, the Pasuk again repeats this phenomenon. And the Pasuk says, Uvnei Yisrael holcho b'yabosha b'sei chayom, and the children of Israel went in on dry land in the midst of the sea. V'amayim lehem chaymo, mi minom u'mispilom, and the waters made a wall for them on the right and the left. What's the difference between these two Pasukim? Drew, what was the difference between these two Pasukim?
Sounds the same.
I mean,
sounds
the same, huh? Yeah. Oh. Was anybody listening?
I was
taking notes. Oh, you're taking notes.
Yeah.
Are your excuse?
I have it here.
Let's try this again. The first pasuk says, that they went into the sea on dry land. And the next pasuk says, this is Perek Yud Aleph pasuk Choftes, Uvnei Yisrael Locho Bayabosha B'Sei Chayam, that they went on dry land in the midst of the sea. Why the switch? Frank de Vilna Gaon, why the switch? Says the Vilna Gaon, what are you switching on the pasuk? You say they went into the ocean and it was dry land. Now you switch around, and the Jews, well, when they had gone in, they went into on dry land in the midst of the sea. Essentially saying the same thing. So I once heard from Rav Shalom Shvadron Zatzal, he said a pshat from the Noyim Elimelech, is that what Hashem wanted to do over here with Kriyas Yamsuf is that the Bnei Yisrael were going to go into the sea. What's different, this sea, the Yamsuf, different than the Yabasha, the dry land, is the Yabasha represents the place where we're comfortable. We're born on dry land, we grow up on dry land, we work on dry land. Dry land is our comfort zone. Dry land represents the place where I feel comfortable, I feel confident, I feel in control. I am sure-footed on dry land. I'm not shaky. That's what dry land represents. I'm not worried. I'm not fearful on dry land. When I go out to the ocean, that's already out of my element. That's already a place where I feel I'm not in control. When the boat is shaking back and forth, you know, that's when I say, oh, Hashem, you better control the boat. That's already out of my comfort zone. Then I know I'm not in control. When I'm at the sea, when already I'm not on stable footing, then I know I'm not in control. Then I know that my life is entirely up in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, I want you to go into the sea, and you'll see here in the ocean, in the sea, where you're totally not in control, you'll see I can put it into dry land. I can make you feel entirely comfortable. I can make it Yabasha, I can make dry land. You have nothing to worry about. Hashem says, but I want you to take the lesson that when you emerge from that sea, and when you go back onto Yabasha, even when you're on Yabasha, when you're on dry land, you should feel like you're still at sea. Even when you come out and you see, oh, yeah, that was an experience that when I needed to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in control. I needed to know that the reality of everything is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now I'm back on dry land. Now I'm back in the driver's seat. Now I'm in control already. No. At that point we learned, hey, Hashem, we learned your lesson. Even when we're by Yabasha, even when we're on dry land, we feel identical to being out in the ocean. We feel identical in terms of being not in control and understanding that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. At this point, even when they went back onto Yabasha, they knew that the only reality that exists is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They felt the same on the dry land after that as if they were in the ocean, as when they were in the ocean, they were back on dry land. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. One of the interpretations of Echad is not only He is one, but He is the only one. The only thing that exists, the only reality that there really is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that both at the times when we feel that we have some say in the matter, and we have the ability to create our destiny, here by Kriyas Yamsuf, really that's not the case. We have no say in our destiny. All we have is a small, we're given a small window of Bechira, free will, to choose what we want to do or not want to do. But beyond that, beyond that choosing, it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu who will be in control. That we learn even more by Kriyas Yamsuf, where we have to experience ourselves being in the situation of not feeling in control, that lack of control, and then learning that lesson well, that when we were back on Yabasha, back on dry land, we said indeed, there's no difference between Yabasha and the Yam. And that's what it meant, that the Shivcha Layam saw that no matter how high of a level the Jew was at, even the lowest spiritually connected Jew at that moment saw clearly that indeed there's no moment in time when a person is in control. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. Only God controls everything. And that they were able to convince. That's what it means. They weren't privileged to prophecy. God came down to every person and says, I want to speak to you about this. No. That's what it meant they were privileged to prophecy. They were privileged to seeing God face up. They were privileged to see Him and experience Him in a way that they never experienced before. And that's what they took away from, and that led them to Shira. because that led them to be that to not only a song then, but us Yashir Moshe ben Yisrael. Us is in the future. That for all times, Bnei Yisrael always must sing this song. Always must sing the song. That even when we're on dry land and feel stable footing, we have to realize we are absolutely not in control. And on the other hand, even when things seem like they're chaotic, and we're at sea, and we're so uncontrolled, and we have no way to see the hope, in a moment's time, it can turn into Yabasha. That was the lesson of Kriyas Yamsuf. Have a good night of Shabbos.